Okay, so we have the schus of celebrating Yom Yerushalayim here, being in Yeshivat HaKotel, and I chose to take three different points: one from Rav Kook, one from Rav Soloveitchik, and one from the Rebbe, to hopefully help us prepare for what Yerushalayim is. Literally, this is one of the most exciting times for years. I would call my brother when I was at the Kotel when I was dancing. So in my time, it would be Chaim David concert. They would have Chaim David. I think Chaim David still is up there, but he's with the Shlomo Katz. So literally, the place is mobbed. And this was before there was a concept called FaceTime, whatever it is. I'll call him up and say, "What are you doing living there? Look at this Yerushalayim." It was like so unbelievable, the energy that you feel of Kedushat Yerushalayim during this time. And hopefully within the short shiur we'll have today, we will touch on three very important points of Kedushat Yerushalayim from these three Gedolim that we have. There are other Gedolim also, but I chose these three. Three different elements that I hope to understand the presence of what it means to have Kedushat Yerushalayim, maybe these three points will help you. We're starting off with Rav Kook, that at the end of Gemara Brachot, the sheets in front of you, quotes a Gemara that we all know, Amar Rav Elazar Am Chanina, Tamidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, Shneemar V'chol Banayich Limudei Hashem V'Rav Shalom Banayich, Al Tekrei Banayich Ela Bonayich, Shalom Rav Lovei Torotecha V'in Lamo Mechsho Yishalom Mechelech Shavim Ratayich Man Chayvray Adano Shalom Bach Ma'am Beit Hashem Alkeinu V'akshetavlach Hashem Oz Lamo Yitein Hashem Yivarech Etomo V'ashalom. So we're going to talk about some diyukim that Rav Kook here makes, but we know that one of the major points, and I got a sneak preview today, where I had this chus for the third year in a row to sit and learn with Rav Adari. So I highly encourage you to hear his shir on Sunday. But he's going to talk about achdut, and he's going to talk about from the ishpitzer, the whole way through the ishpitzer, really just an amazing mahalach. But most people are going to talk about achdut when you talk about Yerushalayim. The reason why you're going to talk about Achdut is not only that the name came from that we know the Midrash says that it's Yireh and Shalim, and it comes together to be Yerushalayim, that the essence of the name itself came through two opposing forces of Shem Ben Noach, the idea of the actual name, whether it's Yireh or Shalim, and Hashem said, what am I going to do? If I name it Yireh, then the other person is going to be upset. I'll give you the exact Makorah, I'm going to give you a full Makoros here for that Midrash. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in the name itself, it became Yerushalayim. But moreover, we know that in Tanakh, what do we say? Ki'ir shechubra lo yachdav. So many of you have experienced this when you daven at the Kotel and have absolutely no kavana at the Kotel. It's probably a nice place to be able to see friends, but not really to have kavana at all. But one of the things that is very clear, besides the women of the wall issue, besides that, you have what? When you go down to the Kotel, what do you have? You have all different types of Jews dancing all together. Guys with ponytails, people in Madim, Charedi, Chassidish, etc. Because why? So the Yerushalmi in Masechet Bava Kama says, because that's the essence of Yerushalayim. It's an ear that's Mechaber Yisrael Zeh. It's an ear, the Yerushalmi says, Kulanu Chaverim, which has a different connotation of Tuma and Tahara. That we'll get back to the Yerushalmi. But it's an ear that's mechaber Yisrael Zedze. I don't know if you ever thought about this. In Hebrew, the concept of lechaber is to connect. Chaber is a friend. It's a concept of, in Hebrew, it's not just stam in Hebrew, right? Mechubar lekarka is this concept of connection, right? The idea of a chaber. But I want to go a step further, because then, we just read this Gemara, you think about shalom. So you think about connection, and unfortunately people think shalom, achshav, right, the political movement. And they think it's just peace. Shalom, and Yerushalayim is the sign of peace. Hashem oz lamo yitin, Hashem yivarech etamo v'shalom. But Rav Kook then points out, from this Gemara, that it's tamidei chachamim are marbim shalom ba'olam. How do tamidei chachamim be marbe shalom? Rabbi Lam has a Yibod al Chaim, always said that, we know that the rabbis have a sense of humor, from this Gemara, Tamidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. What are you kidding? The whole concept of Tamidei Chachamim are what? Arguing. The Ritcha Doraita. Right? The the tremendous, what Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal would say, the Sturm und Drang, which means the Bren, if you were in Yiddish, or the fighting back and forth. How the Gemara in Kiddushin says that, you know, the idea is when we're learning together, we're not all nicey-nicey. We become oivim et vahev besufa. We become sonim, because you want to know the emes. So where is the shalom here that we're talking about? That's number one. Obviously, we're going to have to redefine shalom. Rav Kook also points out here, in this piece, that it says, v'rav shalom b'naich. It doesn't say, gadol shalom b'naich. It says Rav Shalom Banaich. What's the difference between saying Rav, the multitude, versus Gadol? Number three, we all know the concept, I always quote this, Tamidei Chachamim, we're bonim, right? We're building. Al tikre banaich, ela bonaich, right? We're building. So just a nice play on words. Or is there something deeper to this imagery that as Tamidei Chachamim, we're actually building? And then finally, Shalom, here it says Hashem owes la'amo yitein Hashem yivarech demo v'shalom. Something with shalom, you need this attribute of owes. So to bring this all together, Rav Kook right in front of you says, let's start understanding when we say the word achdut. I always get upset when people define achdut and they use it as buzzwords. It's very important when you're working on Yimei Sfir, it's not by chance. If you look at Hegyoni Halacha, he has this piece that it's not by chance that Yom Yerushalayim and Sfira is during this time, right before Shavuot, because Shavuot, as we know, is Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. You need the Hachana of Matan Torah. It's what we said on Pesach. If we would have just come to Har Sinai, V'lo Natan Lanu Es Torah Dayinu, are you joking? Are you kidding? Right? The classical interpretation is because of the Achdut experience that we had, that in itself is the Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. So I get upset because people use these buzzwords and we say the word, we need achdus. And the problem is they don't understand the deep interpretation of what it means, achdut or achdus. Okay, what does it mean? And Rav Kook here is going to say, not in English, but I'll use the word in English and then we'll read some of his words together, is that a lot of people, when they discuss this concept of achdus, what do they mean? They mean uniformity. That means that if you think like me and you look like me, then we'll have achdus. And if you don't look like me, and you don't think like me, then you're the one who's wrong, right? And I'm right. But really what achdus is not uniformity, but what is it in English? It's unity. Okay? And that's why there's a Yom Achdut that happens right around now. Because of the three boys that were killed 2 years ago. Okay? And there was an achdut, because unfortunately, many times we only come together b'shat tzara. And the truth is what Yerushalayim represents is not only Be'it Sara, we have this unity, but we need it all the time. And that's the essence of what Yerushalayim is, and that's how we're going to have Netzach of Yerushalayim. This is what Rav Kook says in front of you. A little bit of it is cut off, but we can still read parts of it. This is what he says, and this is the pshat. It's not just a nice play on words, this Gemara. It's Talmidei Chachamin Barmim Shalom Ba'olam. He says, Yesh Toim, I'm reading with you here in Enayah. Ot Shin Samach Aleph, Yesh Toim Shechoshvim Shasholom Ha'olami, Lo Yibaneh Ki Im Al Yidei Tzivyon Echad B'Deot V'Tchunot. As I said, uniformity. Some people think the only way we're going to have world peace is if everyone looks the same, thinks the same, uniformity. Im Ken Kesheroim Tamidei Chachamim Chokrim B'Chokhmah, when we see a Beis Medrash, Tamidei Chachamim going, understanding different ways, va'idea mechkar mitrabim atzadim ashitot. You learn the same Gemara, and you have five different opinions how to understand the Gemara. The Ritva, the Ravid, Tosvot, the Rambam. How's that unity? Choshvim shebazehim gormim lemachloket vehefach hashalom. You think by having all these opinions, these multitude of opinions, what do you have? The antithesis of peace, of shalom being shleimut. Ube'emet enokein. Ki ha-shalom ha-amiti i-efshar shi-yavo la-olam ki-im davka al-yedei toar she-ribuy ha-shalom. We talk about an ear that's mechaber Yisrael zeh-zeh. It's saying you have two entities. You have two separate entities and they respect each other. Again, the concept of why the Tamidei Rabbi Akiva, I know you've heard shiurim about this already. Shelo nagu kavod zeh la-zeh. I'll just tell you a quick piece about that. It's the same idea. Where the question is, how is it possible Rabbi Akiva is the, we all learned this in Gan, the Yerushalmi song. We didn't know it was Yerushalmi in the Gan, but it's Yerushalmi, the song of Avtarecha Kamocha, Zekha Gadoba Torah, and it's Davki, his Talmidim. They're not Lonagu Kavod Zelazet. The answer is that there's a difference between Ahava and Kavod. Ahava of a parent is this concept that we're all one Guf Echad, like we're going to explain the word Gadol. We're all one entity. That the idea of a son is an extension of the father. Now, obviously, you have to learn how to, as the kid grows up, to develop, and that's the adolescence, which is hard, for you to develop your own day up. But toxic love is that you take that ahava and you squash it until you don't let the love progress. What's kavod? Kavod is dafka, that you're not a gufecher. Kavod is dafka from the word kavod of talmidim, umi talmidah yoter mikulam. The kavod is that there is the other and you respect the other. Shalom nagu kavod zelazeh. You didn't understand that there's another opinion out there. That they don't, you may not agree with it. But to learn to respect the opinion, to learn the MS from that opinion, to learn in the Havamina, there's within the Havamina, maybe not all of it is rejected. This is what Rav Kook here talks about also. The Adaraba, once you're marbe b'chokhma, haribui shal shalom, as we had said, shiitra'u kol atzadim v'chol ashitot shiyesh b'chokhma, and then you do a birur to see that each one may have its place, and that's how Psak Halacha works. Psak Halacha works, is that's why you have to be a Baki Bishas. How Rav Moshe is able to be Mekel and to be Machmir is because he is able to be Mitzdarev, that opinion, and understands what a Kul and a Chumra is. And even if they look, how could it be that he gave Psak A to one person, Psak B to another person? Because the question might have been formulated differently. Because the person might have been different. That's why the whole concept of the She'elot to Tshuvot, when it developed, I was sitting with Rabbi Adler. Rabbi Adler is the brother of Rabbi Adler from TABC. Rabbi Yosef Adler, who's a Rav, he was a Rav in Ramot for 15 years. Now he's a Rav in a small shul in Katamon. And I remember he was the Rosh Hashiva by high school here near Tamid in Chashmoni, and many of you might have heard of it. I remember when it first came out, these Shelot to Tshuvot, these responses through shoot SMS, he said, like, this is something that's so foreign, because that's not a Psak Halacha. And he would quote Rav Sal, he quoted to me Rav Soloveitchik that said that that's where, you know, where you have the Gemaras, and right in front of coming into the Beis Medrash, you have a Tefillah that you daven to Hashem, please let me not say Asur Mutar, Mutar Asur, Gali Nai V'Avita L'Fel B'Torah Techa. Rav Soloveitchik was very against saying that before learning in the morning. Why? So Machlokes the Mishnah Berurah, it's based on a Gemara in Brachos. So Machlokes Mishnah Berurah and Aruch HaShulchan, what are you supposed to say? Mishnah Berurah says it's a nice thing to say before. The Aruch HaShulchan was against it. Why? Rav Soloveitchik explained, because that's for the Posek. That tefillah is specifically for the Posek. Why? Because somebody asks you a question, whether this is Mutter or Aser, going to a musical, everything, going to a beach, all these things. Right? So if it's a Shelo to Tshuvot, you don't know what they're really asking. So therefore, you don't even know. So when you see them, hopefully you have some siyata d'shmaya to know, okay, what's really going on behind this question? Do you really understand that he's asking for his uncle who's intermarried, etc., etc., etc.? So that's, again, going back to where we're at, the idea of the chokhmah is that there's so many angles to get to the real emet. And even the deot, Rav Kook says, nirot shonot, and each thing is different, you need to be able to come to the Torah to emet. And therefore, that's what it means, Talmidei Chachamim, Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. That through the different deot, they're able, through the different chokhmot, you're able to come. Obviously, the whole Tcheles question, you need to have chemistry, you need to understand Mesorah, you need to understand all these different sciences and different professions to be able to bring it all together. And therefore, V'chol Banayich Limudei Hashem, Al Tikrei Banayich Ela Bonayich. It says, Rav Kook explains, V'rav Shalom Banayich. Why Rav Shalom Banayich? Because if we would have said the word Gadol, I would have thought of uniformity, one big gush of an idea. Everyone is just thinking the exact same thing. But no, it's marbeh. It's different deot. And if it's all one thinking the same thing, then you don't have more chokhmah, you just have the same box. But the ora da'at has to be latzit l'kol tzadav, to be to have that Rav Shalom Banayich. And therefore, it's al tikrei banayich ela bonayich. It's not just a nice little play on words. But anybody who builds something knows, especially if you build a house, if you just have a painter, you're not going to go very far. If you just have an architect, you're not going to go very far. You need all the different professions to come to build a house. You have to know what type of land it is to be able to know that you might build that way. And you have to know if you want a backyard, you have to know a person who understands the topography. You have to understand what's going on to be able to have a house from all the tzadim, to have a beautiful yatsiv, nitzchi house, in order for it to last. And that's what the idea is, al tikrei banayich, ela bonayich. Because the binyan is yibaneh mechalakim shonim. Because a building is built up from different parts. Ve'amet shel or ha'olam tibaneh mitzdadim shonim. And that's the emet coming from different people. And again, same thing from older and younger. That could be the pshat again with Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 students. The idea that you had people who are learning Shir Chet with a Shir Aleph guy. The Shir Aleph guy is going to look at the Shir Chet guy and say, he's so out of touch. The Shir Chet guy is going to look at the Shir Aleph guy and say, look, he's such a freshman. He doesn't know what the heck he's talking about. The idea of being able to stand, and that's what the Gemara based on the Pasuk in Tanakh, Babokir Zara et Zarecha, the idea of being Ula Erev al Tanakh et Raglecha. Remember, Mr. Feeman, we learned that in Koheles, the idea of being able to make sure when you have Talmidim, even when you're younger, the cooler Rabbanim, when they're younger, they can connect more, but even the older ones, to continue, don't stop teaching when you're older. Each person being able to build based on where they are, based on their kisharon, based on their shleimut. And dafka, it's through the contradiction. Dafka, through the sturm und drang, that's where the shalom comes from. That's where the shleimut comes from. And that's where you need oz. This is my own words also. But that's the Hashem oz la moyitein, Hashem yivarech tmo v'shalom. That's what Rav Kook talks about also. That this is where the full of life comes from. When you have these different components and you have the strength to be able to have the unity together. To be able to figure out how you can build those things together. To be able to have the Klal Yisrael of the Tzadik, the Beinoni, and the Rasha together. That's the Tzibur. Being able, what the Zohar says, to be able to have, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose name Rav Kook ends his piece, is Shalom. The name of the Ribbono Shel Olam is Shalom, the one who is omnipotent, who is able to bring all these seemingly different kochot together, the Chomri and the Ruchani, all the kochot in this world, to be able to bring it all together. This is what Yerushalayim of Ki'ir Shechubra Le'achdav, this Achdut, this is the Hachana to Shavuot, the Hemsheikh of Pesach, of Yom HaTzma'ut, all coming together. This is one point of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, which I hope you'll work on. You'll work on from Pesach, from being able to see all of your friends here, of what Yerushalayim represented. And I'll end off with the Rav Kook piece. I remember having some English guys up on the roof. And I asked them, Yerushalayim in Hebrew, the suffix of ayim is plural, right? How do you say feet, raglayim? How do you say hands, yadayim, oznayim? So I asked them, what does Yerushalayim represent? So what did people from the United Kingdom tell me? So they said it's East Jerusalem and West Jerusalem, right? That's what it was. So really what it is, as the Gemara says, it's Yerushalayim Shalmala and Yerushalayim Shalmata, as the Gemara Tana says. It's being able, Yerushalayim being the emtza, even in Tanakh borders, Yerushalayim was always the middle, the lave of being able to know how to take the physical and the spiritual together. Even things that seem to be so antithetical, to be able to figure out how to come together, how to come together within Klal Yisrael. Ad kan, the piece from Rav Kook. When I want to talk about the next point, from Rav Soloveitchik, because I gave you the Rambam. The Rambam, if you open up the Hilchos Beis HaBechira, point number two, both from Rav Soloveitchik and the Rebbe, I want, if you look here at the Rambam, okay, go share over there, the Rambam and Hilchos Beis HaBechira. And here, there's a fundamental question, that you have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and you have the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. And we know Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh. The Rambam talks about living in a place in Eretz Yisrael that might be full of sins, more than living in the most Kadosh place in Chutz La'aretz. Tel Aviv is more holy than Teaneck, more holy than Lakewood, more holy than even Paramus, New Jersey, you know, or Passaic, you know, or Livingston. I can get closer. Get closer. West Orange. As much as I love Rabbi Marcus, I love, what's his name? No, he's my Chavrusa. No, who's the rabbi now?
Rabbi
Zwickler, Elliot Zwickler. I love him. He agrees. Even Tel Aviv is more kadosh. Chulon, even Lod, with all the drugs, more kadosh. Okay, so, but there's something special about Kedushat Yerushalayim. There's something special about Yerushalayim, and this I want to read with you. Both within the halach, I grew up in the base medrash of Rav Soloveitchik, that in halachas you have philosophy, minhagim you have philosophy. So sotovia, there's a philosophy behind this halacha of Kedushat Yerushalayim being more kadosh than the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So if you open up to Hilchos Beis HaBechira, and already I'll point out to you, what I'm telling you now is found in Al HaTshuva, page 300 to 308, that's going to talk about the Kibush of Yehoshua, Kiddush of Ezra. Okay, 8 pages here. Now I'm going to succinctly tell you what Rav Soloveitchik said, but first we'll ask the questions. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, it's important to call it Beis HaBechira. The Rambam in two other places talks about Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. He talks about in Hilchos Trumos, but it's specifically here that he talks about this distinction of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Shar Arts. Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Okay, stop stalling and find the place. 1 second. Oh. The Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Yudal. Okay? The Rambam talks about there's a certain Seder that we have, Kiddush, that Ezra, we'll get back to this, that Ezra didn't have the full piece, the Gemara and Shavuos, and other places talks about that you need to be able to be Mosif on the ear. You need certain things. Okay? And they didn't have it at the time of Ezra. And therefore, what Ezra was Mekadosh because they didn't have Urim V'Turim, they didn't have the Melech. It says at the end of Halacha Yudalit, so whatever he did was just a zeichah. He didn't actually mekadesh there. And what happens? Ubamenit katsha, it came through the kedusha rishona. Shekitcha Shlomo, shukidesh ha'azarav yushalayim l'shaita v'kitchen otan latilabo. The first kedusha at the time of Shlomo HaMelech, that had a kedusha. And therefore you can bring a karbonos even at, this is Halacha Tedvav, okay, shekedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'kitcha l'atilavo. As the Rambam v'lama ani omer in Halacha Tetzayin, then when we talk about the kedusha of Yerushalayim, the kedusha of the Mikdash, that's extant, that's nitzchi, he says, why is that true in stark contrast of all of Eretz Yisrael? V'lama ani omer v'mikdash v'Yerushalayim shekedusha rishona kedusha l'atilavo versus the kedusha of all of Eretz Yisrael, l'inyan shviyis maisros, that is not forever. Lo kitcha l'tilavo. Explains the Rambam, because the kedushas hamikdash v'Yerushalayim is b'nei hashchina. V'shchina ina b'teila. We just finished this at the end of last week's parsha. V'ari Omer, it says in b'chukosai v'ashimoti ed mikdashechem v'amru chachamim afa pisha shomamin. Even if it's physically dormant and desolate. In stark contrast, the chiyuv ha'aretz in shviyit in masrot is because of kibush rabim. Look what he says. So in Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha was because we conquered it. And once the Babylonians came, kevan shenilkacha aretz midehem, batel ha'kibush. It came through kibush. It was conquered. It was taken away from us, and therefore there is no chiyuv min ha'Torah of Maisros and Shviyis from the Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. In stark contrast, the Rambam says, V'kevin she'ola Ezra v'kitcha, lo kitcha v'kibush, ela b'chazaka. There was done through kibush, it was done through chazaka. Sheikh Zikuba, what Rav Soloveitchik calls colonization, of being able to be there. Ulefika ko makom, Sheikh Zikuba, oli bava, wherever in the second Knisa, at the time of Ezra, whenever we came, at the time of Koresh, Nitkadesh B'Kedushat Ezra Shnia, Harayu Mekudash Hayom, it's still sanctified till today, has the sanctity of today. And even though Af Apishin Kachar Etz Mimenu, still Chayv Shviyas Ma'isros Alder Shabiyarna Behelchot Shuma. The obvious question that Rav Yosef Karo asks here in the Kesef Mishnah on the side is Ini Yodea. He asks two questions. Ini Yodea Ma Koach Chazaka Gadol Mikoach Kibush. Why is one stronger than the other? Why is Chazaka greater than Kibush? V'lama Lo Ne'emar. We should say the same thing. When the Romans came, they should have undone and butler the Chazaka. Fantastic question of Rav Yosef Karo. He asked the second question, which is, you should know, even in the first time, that it was Nitkadesh B'Kibush, there was also Chazaka there, the Givonim, chapter 9 in Joshua. They were there already by Chazaka. And therefore, Atu Miadif Chazaka below Kibush, B'Kibush, Me Chazaka Im Kibush, B'Tzarech La'ayin. He doesn't give an answer. He says, what's going on here? Why are you saying that it's just Kibush in the first time? It was Kibush and Chazaka. So if it's Kibush and Chazaka, that should win. So you're telling me that Chazaka stays, but then I have Kibush and Chazaka the first time. What's going on? So with these questions, we'll answer based on Rav Soloveitchik and have a point, hopefully, as we come towards the end of our year, first year here in Yeshiva, and we'll give you what the Rebbe says about this also. Rav Soloveitchik explained to understand how to answer up this Rambam, again, as I had said, it's only in Hilchos Beis HaBechira the Rambam answers this distinction, even though it was mentioned in other places. And the difference is, Rav Soloveitchik explains, is how the Kedusha, how did it come about? At the time of Yehoshua, we didn't have Yerushalayim. The way we conquered it, the truth is, Rav Soloveitchik and the Rebbe come very similar points, but different lamdas, which is really beautiful. Rav Soloveitchik says, if you look at the conquering, when you learn Sefer Yehoshua, where do they start from? We all know this, Perek Bet, where do they go from? What's the first Aretz that we conquer? Yericho. We come from where? We don't come in the center, but we start from the periphery. And it's only as we go through Yehoshua and Shoftim, Shmuel, we get to Malachim. Only then, by David HaMelech, do we get to the Yevusi, that we're able to conquer it from the Jebusites. Do we able to conquer, like that? We conquer what? Yerushalayim. We get along. Right? The Yerushalayim. Meaning, the Kedusha didn't start from inwards out. It went from Mechutz to Pinim. The Kedusha came from Kibush. What we would call it, it's a curse word nowadays. It's called occupation. Right, so it came via occupation, and once we got thrown out, then Kibush Babel comes and does what? And undoes that. But the Hityashvut of Ezra, what Rav Soloveitchik is saying is what the Rambam says. Where did it start from? You just have to read in Ezra. How did the Kiddush, the sanctification come at the time of Ezra? What was the sanctification? If you look at Malachim Aleph, Min Hayom Asher Hoseiti Et Am Yisrael, Et Am Yisrael Mitzrayim, Lo Bacharti Ba'ir Mikol Shiftei Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, where it started from over there, was what? It started from the Bechira. Excuse me? From Yerushalayim. From the Bechira, the sanctification came from Yerushalayim, i.e. the Hashras HaShchinah. As we know, Shechina in a Betela. The whole Yerushalayim started from the center of where we are, 200 meters from here, and spread outwards. And there, it doesn't matter if we get conquered, or we what? We get thrown out, as we read in last week's Parsha. That it doesn't matter, and we've all read from Mark Twain, the idea of what? That you can come here, and that's the bracha. Vishamemu areha chareva. It is paraphrased. Last week's parsha of the Tochacha, right? Doesn't matter. All the Turks came, and we saw it by Gush Katif 10 years ago, right? Where we're able to come in Gaza and have unbelievable fertilization and development. and they can't come. What used to be swamps, well, we're able, this is the sign of the Geula, in Kates Megulei Yoter Mizeh, the concept that we're able to build it. The idea of not in Hilchos Trumos, not in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, Dafkin Hilchos Beisa Bechir. Because the Kedusha comes from what's chosen. That specifically, in what? Through the Shechina. Through the Yerushalayim. This is, even if she physically it's Shmama, temporarily, that is not a contradiction. Vashimoti ad Mikdashechem, Kibush and Shmama are antonyms. When we have kibush, that is undone by the kibush. However, when it comes to the kedusha of Ezra, that was started, the basis is the kedusha of the Shechina. So the idea which I wanted to say, which we know is a central message, is not only the achdut, but is the idea of being able to build that relationship with Hashem. That's what Yerushalayim stands for. Yerushalayim stands for that relationship of being able to be with the Shechina. That as much as, and that's where we talk about this, the Pesukim talk about, I'm going to come back to Eretz Yisrael, and stemming from Yerushalayim is that relationship of being able to be with the Shechina. Now you have the Shechina outside of, it's Ke'ilu, right? Dome She'ein Lo Aloka. When you're in Chutz La'aretz, as the Gemara in Ksuva says, right? The idea is, you can have a relationship with Hashem. But we know, like the Ramban says, is that you've got mail, right? The idea of what? The idea of when mail happens, how does email work? It goes through an intermediary. That's how the Ramban explains it. That your tefillah go through an intermediary, and if you have a lot of good kavana, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts it, as opposed to this direct. There's this direct relationship you have here of the Shechina, of being able to be Yerushalayim. Hopefully, as you've seen this, you're able, something that's natural here, it's more natural here, as the Kuzari talked about, that's what Rav Soloveitchik here talks about, of this Shechina, that hopefully in Shechina niglet b'chutz la'aretz, as we know by Yonah, ki milifnai Hashem hu boreach, you're running away from chutz la'aretz, so you have this bechira, they didn't have it at the time of Yehoshua. Okay, it was before the Kedushat Beit HaBechira. Now here we have Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Here we have this Chazaka. And this, I want to now turn to the last point, what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe had the same exact Sicha in Parashas Lech Lecha. And he quoted the same question in the Kesef Mishnah. He quotes the Radvaz that talks about that maybe the difference is that it was Kedushas HaPeh. At the time of Ezra, it was Kedushas HaPeh. But he says that you don't see that at all within the Rambam, right? Ikra Chasim and HaSefer. You see the Tosis Yantif, he quotes the Tosis Yantif that tries to give a different answer. But he himself says very similar to Rav Soloveitchik, but from a different angle. And he wants to say there's a different element that comes if you look at the Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Shnia. He says if you look at the Pesukim, and the reason why it's even more appropriate, we're learning Baba Bas, we're learning Yesh Nochlin, that we know that there is Eretz Yisrael has, and you look at the Pesukim, there are two defined from two different categories. Eretz Yisrael is known as a Matana, and Eretz Yisrael is also known as a Yerusha. And if I want to back up a second, Rav Soloveitchik, one of my favorite pieces from Rav Soloveitchik, is this concept that we know that Eretz Yisrael is known as Morasha. The two times I mentioned this before, this is like wedding Torah, I didn't put it in the wedding sefer though, but it's good wedding Torah, that says what? That we know two times in the Torah, called Morasha, Eretz Yisrael and Torah, Torah Tzibalon Moshe, Morasha Kilat Yaakov, Veveti Etchem El Aretz, Morasha Ni Hashem. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, what's the difference, we're learning Yesh Nochlin, what's the difference between Morasha and Yerusha? It's very much connected to what the Rebbe is going to say also. Yerusha is an inheritance. And that's where the Gemara says, Yerusha Yeshla Hefsik. What does it mean, Yerusha Hefsik? I, the receiver, can do whatever I want with the Yerusha. It's an inheritance, I can do whatever I want with it. Whether you want to talk about Mishmush or not, but I can do whatever I want with it. What's a Morasha? Morasha is not an inheritance. Morasha is an heirloom. What's so special about an heirloom? An heirloom, my wife, his name is Leah, she got the rock. Right, a lot of people start saving up money to be able to spend the money on the engagement ring. It can go anywhere between $1,000 and $5,000. No more just going out for coffee. right? You got to be able to have a parnasa to get engaged and get married. So, I, Baruch Hashem, my wife, from her grandmother named Leah, there was an heirloom, it was passed down. She can't just take that ring. She could physically take the ring and go to a pawn shop and sell it. She might be disowned because the it's not just about the monetary value. When you talk about something more rasha, you're talking about something that has memories and something that has much more than sentimental value. And that's where Torah and Eretz Yisrael is to say, that's the common denominator of what Torah represents. It's not just you learning the Torah right now when you're learning the Tosfos about Ben Nota Pishnayim. It's the same Tosfos that you learned, that your great-grandfather learned. You're part of a Morasha. Same thing with Eretz Yisrael. You can't just stop give over Eretz Yisrael. It's something that you're part of, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, as we're going to see in a second, to Avram Avinu. So that's Morasha versus Yerusha. But again, we have two different elements. We have this concept called the Matana. As the Rebbe said, we know the Haftachos that were given in Parshas, at the beginning of the Parshas, Lech Lecha Vayar, Vayira Hashem El Avram, Vayar Hashem El Avram, Vayomer Lezaracha, Etain Et Ha'aretz Hazot. After that, when we leave Mitzrayim, when leaving from Lot, what do we say? Ki Et Kol Ha'aretz, it's a good song, Asher Atar Roel Lecha, Etenena Lezaracha Arolam. Kumi Talech Ba'aretz, La'akol Rechba Ki Lecha, Etenena. Eretz Yisrael is known as a Matana. But by Brit Ben Atarim also, by Yomahu Karat Hashem Et Avram Brit Emor Lezaracha Natati. What's the difference? The cup of Sukkim I said before was all in the future. Natati, as we will say, is what is already given to you in the past. The Rogachover Sefer Tzavnat Paneach says this chiluk of languages, that what happens in this Haftacha, everything we've said tonight was Matana, but there's also what? Lezaracha, there's attain, but what else is there? This zaracha natati tazarazot minaratzon. What do the psukim say? I missed it. Latit lecha ta'aretz hazot lirishta. What Avram Avinu sins, and what does he say? Bameida ki irashena. So already the Rugger Chover says we see that there's a concept of Yerusha. As opposed to the four or five psukim that I said before, there's the concept of matana. And what the Rebbe wants to know is, what's the difference between matana and Yerusha? And the Rogachover explains that the difference is that Kedusha Rishona is what? Kedusha Rishona has this idea of matana versus the Kedusha Shnia of He's gonna team up with what the Rambam said. The Rambam, that the Matana Rishona teams up with Kibush, of what we talked about of Kedusha Rishona, versus Yerusha, of Bamei Yudaki Yerushena, that has to do with what? That has to do with the time of Ezra. And how does he explain that? Again, answering up the same Kesef Mishnah's question. The Rebbe explained that when we have Eretz Yisrael, there are two types of things that are given over. Number one is the bios of Eretz Yisrael, that you have through money, through the bios, and that Yushalmi already says it's Lazaracha et Natati et Ha'aretz Hazot. That Kfar Natati, this we learned in Yesh Nochlin, that says what? We learned in the Mishnayos, in the Gemara, all over the place. Daf Nun Hey, Daf Kuf Chav Dalid, all over the place. This concept that Ein Habein Notel Kira'ui. It's not Kiroi. What does it have to be? It's got to be Muchzekes. The only way you bequeath something is that it's Muchzak. And there's like five blot now between Kuf Chav Gimel to Kuf Chav Vav that's dealing what's considered Muchzak or not. So the whole point is, how are we Yorish Eretz Yisrael? It's just Kiroi. So where's the Gemara and Baba Basra say that we're learning? Eretz Yisrael was Muchzekes Hi Biyadeinu. From when? From Avram Avinu. It's Kvar Natati. The Zaracha Natati to Eretz Hazot. You already have it. That's the concept of being Muchzak already. That's one level. But that's the Bayus of Eretz Yisrael. And then there's a second element, which is the Kedusha. That when we come to Eretz Yisrael, there's the Kedusha. And what the Rebbe says, if you look at the Pesukim, the Kedusha The Kedusha comes based on the ofen, the way that we come and conquer Eretz Yisrael. In the time, if you look at the Pesukim in Parshas Maaseh, if you look at the Pesukim in Devarim, there it's telling me that the way that we acquire, not in the Mamono side, but in the way that the Kedusha comes, is that what? It comes through Kibush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I command you, at the time of Yoshua, it's going to come through Kibush. That through Eretz, which is Shayich to a different nation, and Bnei Yisrael have to come and misgaber over it. This is the language of the Rambam. Kevan shenilkecha ha'aretz miyideihem, batel ha'kibush. Because that's what the Kedusha was. And the time that that happens when the Babylonians came, batla the Kedusha. But in the time of Ezra, Am Yisrael was commanded, litiyashev, we were already piling. Eretz Yisrael muchzekes. It's not that what? What was the Kesef Mishnah? Why does it not, once the Chazakah, why don't you say the same thing? Let the Romans come and uproot it. Because it came already from the Haftach of Avram Avinu to what? This is the Mibnei Chataenu Galinu Meretzenu type of idea. It came that we, the Bnei Yisrael is something that it's ours already. The Kedusha came of the Yishuv that it's not going to be Batel Vashimoti at Mikdash Echem. These Kedushot, this is what the Rugged Chavar was saying. Because this is the difference between Matana and Yerusha. A Matana, as much as the Rebbe explains, when I give over something to you, I'm only going to give something if I'm not altruistic. I give to you because I have certain, because I have a certain relationship with you. But the ikar of the Matana is the nosi. It's not that you deserved it on a certain makabel. Versus that, and that's the kibush harishon. It's not that Am Yisrael, we deserved it. It's because Hashem says, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. The kibush, that's the kibush harishon of Matana. The kibush hasheni begedi Yerusha is what? That comes more from the schus, of the natural schus of Eretz Yisrael muchzeket, that came from the Avram Avinu. That came that we are entitled, that we have it, that it's ours already from Avram Avinu. That's where we see this idea of Kedushas Ezra, this idea of understanding you have this connection. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, like we had said, it's the Shekhinah, where I talked about the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch. Hopefully, when you have this Yerusha, where you're going to be dancing through the streets of Yerushalayim, that it's not just Tziyani Torah, the idea that every Arba Amos, that you walk in Eretz Yisrael, you get a mitzvah. The Magen Avraham brings it down in Hilchos Shabbos. Every time you're walking, it's not just chance. Again, in Baba Basra, Avraham Avinu says that the halicha is a type of kinyan. Kumi italachta kvar natati. It's true that, and how did it happen? Through Avraham's walking, the halicha. In Musar last week, we talked about the halicha being the tircha baderech. So that's where you're going to be dancing. It's going to be the achdut that we started off with, different people dancing in the street. It's unbelievable. I was driving. It took me 2.5 hours to get home yesterday. But literally everyone was sitting from 5 different areas. And the windows were down. And the guy from Beitar was just schmoozing with me. Hey, what are we doing over here? Just like, doesn't happen in Chassar. So that, you know, the windows are down. You just start schmoozing. Where are you from? Just, you'll get that feeling, hopefully, when dancing also. You have the Kedusha, what we talked about from Rav Kook of Achdut. Hopefully, you'll have this tremendous Kedusha of the Shekhinah, what Rav Soloveitchik talked about. And hopefully from the Rebbe, you'll be able to see this natural connection you have in Yerushalayim, where from Chutz La'aretz, you have to be middamyim. Right? You have to think about it. When you're in Chicago, in the beautiful $30 million building of Ida Crown, where are you davening towards? You have to daven towards Yerushalayim. So that you have to use your faculties of middaber, machshava. Here now today, you're going to have that raglayim. You're going to have with the halicha, this natural connection of dancing, of being able, not even without thinking, you're just going to be able to have this natural connection, which already you come through Avram Avinu. That's something, that hopefully these 3 points coming together, you'll be making it that much more of an unbelievable connection from the Yom HaAtzma'ut to the Yom Yerushalayim, from the Pesach, to learning the lessons of Sfiras HaOmer, to the Hachana of Matan Torah. Simcha Gedolah.